Epic battles between good and evil are fascinating writing subjects. But today, I'm going to discuss why I don't necessarily think they're the best. Hello, welcome again to the Bantam Audiobooks Podcast. If you don't know, I don't know you well enough to tell you this directly, but I got married. I don't apologize for the late episode, particularly because I don't really care all that much at this particular time. It was entirely worth it. That said, I'm a little frustrated. I had some thoughts on a thing or two I would like to give. As I believe I mentioned last episode, both are tied close to a political subject that is a large enough issue in the U.S., and I'm not brave enough to try to be balanced on them. I will try, but at this point, we're still at the point where whatever I say can and will be used by either side, and if I try to not say anything, I'll either be loved or hated by both sides. So, I'll stop with this. I'm just frustrated by how politics has gone, but it provides a good segue for my topic today. See, politics today seems too simple. One side says this thing is good or bad. We don't agree, therefore the other side is evil. I assume and hope this is only true among the more inflammatory people and memes I see on the internet, and that face-to-face people are more civil. Some things I've watched seems to make me unsure. I wonder why this is. It apparently has always gone on, but I wonder if there is a cultural thing going on behind the scenes. May I submit either another symptom of the problem or a cause? I'm not bold enough to say which or how much it contributes. This is, after all, a question of, does life imitate art or does art imitate life? Would love to hear your thoughts on the subject and interact with them, but I do not feel qualified to make that call. Could it be that stories being epic battles of good versus evil are connected in some way to how we treat each other when we don't agree? Of the fiction books I am currently reading, both are shaping up to be good versus evil. The one I just finished, well, I don't know, Literally Getting High, Oracle of Delphi vibes much, Blood Rituals, and Talking to Demons is not the greatest look. And take a look at the authors I mentioned the most. As much as I love C.S. Lewis and Tolkien, I think they are part of the problem. No, not all of their books do this, but the most well-known ones do. Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, although not Lewis's greatest work, is probably his best-known fiction. Lord of the Rings, The Good Little People Against the apparently immortal, overly powerful epitomes of evil. Yes, I can find counterexamples, the story of Colavaro, Till We Have Faces. Neither of these have this issue. But I would bet that if I were to walk around town and ask random people which author wrote what story, I'd get about 50% for those two, and for the other two, there'd be fewer just random guesses. I assume my audience would do better, it's just because I know you guys a little bit, but we know these authors for these books in particular, unless we read Lewis for his theological works. We may still know the other ones, but those are the two big ones that we've read. Honestly, some interpretations of Beowulf create this issue as well. Some remove it, of course, but depending on what thoughts you've had on the subject, it could definitely have this problem. I've read Beowulf as Grendel and his mother being monsters. Ogres is probably the best description. A bit velociraptor-ish, the description of the large claw was probably the main point in that favor, but an irrational, or less rational, inhuman monster. However, I saw once that the word for Grendel's mother was a word that could mean female monster or warrior woman. Don't know if this is accurate, but even if it isn't, this interpretation does not sit well to me. From my reading, Grendel and his mom were being evil to be evil, and so this section of Beowulf becomes very much good versus evil. There may be a background to the story that the reader does not get. I won't attempt to come up with an idea as to what, but from what we are given, I much prefer animals being monsters over humans being monsters. In summary, I'm concerned with how fiction seems to be mostly made up of the theme of good versus evil. Yes, there are notable examples to the contrary, but the majority of the big names in fiction seem to have their most notable work as this type of story. Why is this? Do we actually prefer this type of story? Is it wise to have our art lean this way? Perhaps we should take inspiration from Patrick Henry's famous speech, or most famous speech. Yes, he paints the people who disagree as the bad guys, but he does so in a way we see why. Both sides have good ideals. Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take. But as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Life, liberty, and peace are all good things. Death, chains, and slavery are bad. We see the point. We see he thinks it's bad to choose not liberty, but we understand why one would do so. So please, as you're writing, come up with other dichotomies. Peace versus liberty. Freedom to versus freedom from. These are both good examples of good things that come into conflict in nearly as epic of a crash as good versus evil. But I feel they are more compelling as the motivations look more real to the author, and so the author is able to paint them in a better light. So I would love to hear your thoughts and opinions and any other dichotomies that you can think of that run in this vein. And I may or may not, I'm not 100% sure about that yet. I may have a series discussing the different dichotomies. I have a couple written down that I would like to discuss. I'm not sure if I want to make an unofficial series yet, though. Thank you for listening. If it's your first time, or if it's not your first time, please consider subscribing. We're on Google, though it looks like I may need to migrate because they're killing Play Music. Apple, Spotify, Player FM, and a couple others. Just look for us. We're on social media as well, and you know how to, I'm sure, email us. I also have a website now. It is bantamaudio@wordpress.com. Have a great month.